The NRC update to the final Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement released in December 2010 incorporates new information about the possible impacts of Buchanan-based Indian Point on the aquatic environment. Here's NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan.
Based on that, the overall assessment, we don't believe there would be any impacts. The staff does at this point, does not believe there are any impacts that would lead us to recommend against a license extension.
He says new studies from Indian Point parent Entergy and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation characterize the plant's thermal plume. That's the area of the Hudson River affected by discharges of warm water from the plant, as having small impacts on aquatic resources. In addition,
for instance, in the case of both the Atlantic sturgeon and the short-nosed sturgeon, the National Marine Fisheries Service and the NRC agreed that the impacts would be small. As an extra precaution, however, there will be a new what's called a incidental take statement for sturgeon, which would limit the number of dead or alive sturgeon that could be taken by the plant. And if they exceed that, then the plant would have to take new steps in terms of remediation.
Philip Musigas is Hudson River Program Director and attorney with environmental advocacy group Riverkeeper. He says Riverkeeper disagrees with the NRC's conclusion for a few reasons.
We find it hard to believe that the NRC can say that it makes sense to relicense Indian Point when the operation of Indian Point for 20 more years would kill over 500 short-nosed sturgeon and over 400 Atlantic sturgeon over a 20-year period. And these are both endangered species under the Endangered Species Act. Atlantic sturgeon have a very low population numbers, and so it makes no sense to say that you can kill over 20 of these endangered fish a year and be allowed to keep operating the way they are now.
Here's the second reason.
The study itself shows that there are four other critical Hudson River fish species that will suffer large impacts. This is the highest level of impact under the NRC's criteria. And this includes river herring, which is another species that is about to go on the endangered species list, potentially.
In 2010, the New York State DEC denied a water quality permit for Indian Point, a permit that is necessary for relicensing. Entergy is contesting that denial, and DEC administrative law judges are reviewing the case. The NRC's Sheehan says the parties who have been involved in the relicensing hearings will have the opportunity to file contentions to the final environmental impact statement.
The judges last year conducted the first phase of the hearing for the application. The second phase, which is likely to take place sometime later this year, would be based on new contentions arising out of this supplement and a supplement to the safety evaluation report done by the NRC.
Musiga says he is not surprised by the NRC study and is not yet sure how Riverkeeper will respond.
We're still looking at this NRC supplemental study. We actually have a legal challenge in the NRC hearing in the relicensing case related to endangered species impact.
The initial 40-year operating license for Indian Point 2 expires in September, and the license for Indian Point 3 runs through December of 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.